The farming industry often comes under fire where the environment is concerned. However, one group is paving the way in how biodiversity and nature conservation can coincide with farming. The BRIDE Project, also known as Biodiversity Regeneration in a Dairying Environment, plans out lowland intensive farmland to enhance and restore habitats. Project manager Donal Sheehan explains further.
All of the value that farmers would have on land would be really for production. They get paid to produce food, and that's where the problem comes from. They don't get paid for biodiversity. So what we wanted to do was take a project at kind of landscape scale, which is the Bride Valley area, and see if we could turn that around and kind of prove really that you can produce food, but you can also have a lot of biodiversity at the same time. So it was really putting a value on the non-productive part of the farm. And we reward farmers then for what's called a results-based payment. So the payments they get would be based on results. So if they get a good result, they get a good payment. If they get a poor result, they get a poor payment. So it's very focused really on delivering for biodiversity.
The project, which has been running for the last 5 years, is a means to educate farmers in using unsuitable production land, such as wetlands, bogs and marshes, and instead transform these into a more biodiverse habitat, benefiting the entire ecosystem.
Disused land, rough land, wasteland, all of these terms I hate. Anything that can't grow a crop, whether it's cereals or vegetables or grass, in the case of a dairy farmer, that would be the worst part of the farm. That's the land that has a lot of value for biodiversity. So if it's left there for nothing else, and then that's where you have your little oasis for pollinators or birds or bats or whatever, you know. That's why we have the biodiversity loss, because wetland is of little use until it's drained. So it's of a lot of use to species like snipe and lapwing and curlew when it's wet. When you dry it out, then they can't use it. So the wetland species, they're going to decline. Wetland and bogs, they retain water. They act as a sponge. And so they hold water back. And often the way we deal with that then is just put up big massive concrete walls and corral the water in, which is not what way nature would deal with it. You know, nature has natural floodplains where the water just spreads out, or when a flood happens, it takes the pressure off the volume then going downstream. So nature took care of all these things until we started interfering with it. So it's a matter of looking to nature for all these natural solutions.
So how have farmers embraced it, and what benefits have been seen so far?
For instance, of the 43 farmers in the BRIDE project, I think there was 37 put in a pond, and almost all of those ponds have no frogs, dragonflies, damselflies, and they wouldn't have been there before the ponds were put in. And it's the same with hedgerows. If you leave your hedgerows grow, you'll get back the songbirds. If you put in wider field margins, you'll get back the pollinators. And we're seeing that because what you're doing is you're just giving nature a chance to breathe. A lot of farmers would just have the bare hedgerow. We asked the farmers in the BRIDE project to put in a 2 meter margin where they fence off an area 2 meters on both sides of the hedge. And that is the space that where all the pollinators are lost. If that's grazed or if it's sprayed, you've no wildflowers. If you've no wildflowers, you've no pollinators. If you've no pollinators, it impacts food production because the pollinators are needed to pollinate the crops that we eat. Everything depends on everything else to survive. You can't have the lovely species we all think about without having the species that we're not too happy with. I mean, nettles, briars, there's a huge place for them as well. Like the deck of cards, yeah, you pull out the bottom and the whole thing collapses. And that's kind of where we're at and trying to get out of it.
Up to 43 farmers have taken part in the project and receive payment for the quantity and quality of the land used. The project is funded by the European Union and the Department of Agriculture, Food and The project is funded through the European Innovation Partnership and is the template for future sustainable plans in farming.
There's a template there now that we've developed whereby you can take any farmer with, you know, 4 or 5% based on nature on their farm, and you can bring them all the way up to 10, 15, however far they want to go, and reward them accordingly. If someone has 10%, they get more than a person with 8%. But there's also a quality issue whereby a quality score of A gets a much higher payment than a quality score of B. Mm-hmm. If there's pesticide sprayed on the field margin and you're killing all your wildflowers, that's just an autofill where you get no payment. That just gives the signal to the farmer that this is better than that. And that's how they make the changes. They're incentivized based payments. And it's not just throwing money at a habitat or at a system of farming that does results behind this. You only get paid, and you get paid more on based on better quality results. It's taxpayers' money. So you have an obligation to the taxpayer that this is good value for money. You work with nature, and you know, we have this tag on an old project called Farming with Nature. It's the Bride Farming with Nature program, and that's the way we want our farmers to farm with nature, not against it.
For more information, visit thebrideproject.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.